What made the request all the more astonishing to Eisenstadt was that it was Jobs who, just a year earlier, had forced Frog Design to abandon its work on Wozniak's remote control device. Jobs realized that in order to work with Esslinger, and for a variety of other reasons, it would be necessary to resolve the lawsuit that Apple had filed. Fortunately, Scully was willing. In January 1986, they reached an out-of-court agreement involving no financial damages. In return for Apple dropping its suit, Next agreed to a variety of restrictions. Its product would be marketed as a high-end workstation, it would be sold directly to colleges and universities, and it would not ship before March 1987. Apple also insisted that the Next machine not use an operating system compatible with a Macintosh, though it could be argued that Apple would have been better served by insisting on just the opposite. After the settlement, Jobs continued to court Esslinger until the designer decided to wind down his contract with Apple. That allowed Frog Design to work with Next at the end of 1986. Esslinger insisted on having free rein, just as Paul Rand had. "Sometimes you have to use a big stick with Steve," he said. Like Rand, Esslinger was an artist, so Jobs was willing to grant him indulgences he denied other mortals.